And we're live.
Woo!
Good evening, everybody.
Hi.
Welcome to another episode of Piano Night Live with Fuchia and Glenn.
With the Candyman.
And it's a Sunday night. Why am I with the Candyman?
I'm calling you the Candyman.
I'm the Candyman? Because he mixes it with love to make the world taste good?
Yeah.
That's it. I'm the Candyman. All right. So... spinning. All right, it's done spinning. And we are back. Tonight, Lucia is going to play one of my favorite songs of all time from one of my favorite albums of all time. And if any of you have ever had a cassette player in your car,
and
the cassette, a certain cassette gets stuck in there for months and months on end, why would you let that happen? Why wouldn't you, like, go somewhere and get it removed, right?
Right.
Because you love that entire cassette. And every single song on that cassette is awesome sauce.
Uh-huh.
So, this album by The Cars, Candy-O, came out in 1979. Candy-O is the name of the album. And it came out the year after The Cars' debut album, which is just called The Cars.
You know there's a Cars tribute act too, right?
Well, we know all about The Cars tribute act.
We'll talk about
it. But we're not doing Cars tribute act tonight. We're doing Lucia doing It's All I Can Do by The Cars, 1979. Well. I don't know if you could sense a little bit of joy in the tone of my voice when I talk about these Cars records, because the Cars and Candy-O, these were cassettes that I had in my Walkman, and whenever you were looking for something to lift up the party, to get things taken up to another level, you would plug in the Cars. Now, I've heard plenty of controversy surrounding their live shows, where some people just say, well, they just get up there and they play their instruments and then they walk off the stage. And you know what? They're true musicians. They play the songs to the exact standards of the album. And in recent years, we've lost a couple of members of the Cars. So if you got a chance to see them, feel fortunate, even if they just stood there and played their guitars. Right, Lucia?
Mm-hmm.
So, how old were you in 1979? 4 years old. Lucia was 4 years old in 1979 when this record came out.
I was old back then like I am now.
Oh, you're like February. You're short and mean. Short and mean, just like February. In any event, yes, the songs are near and dear to my heart, and I'm sure that Lucia will play more songs from the Cars and Candy-O albums along the way. I know that she knows one more Cars song, and we might get a couple of bars out of it. The other Cars song, they actually opened the movie Fast Times at Ridgemont High. With was that?
Moving in Stereo.
Moving in Stereo. Lucia has played Moving in Stereo. That came from the Cars Candio album. That's it. Now you got it. Building up the intensity. Life is getting strange since you're gone. All right.
I have to update that sheet.
Yeah, because that's in the wrong key. Yeah. It's okay.
Next week's
song? You already picked next week's song?
I did.
Did you start to practice it yet?
No, I did not.
Did you have...
I need you to use your phone to play it in the background for me, so let me borrow your phone for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. See what we're
All right, so should we give them a little update? Because everyone was concerned and sending prayers last week.
Yes, give them an update about you.
Everyone was sending us prayers last week because I was going for total hip replacement, total joint replacement.
Well, I'll put this in the background while you're doing it. We'll see if they bring out the song. So you keep talking.
So on Monday evening after work, the very last day of tax season, Lucia and I made it down to Allentown, where we went to the Lehigh Valley Orthopedic Surgery Center.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And... we had a nice meal the night before, stayed at the Holiday Inn Express, which made us all very smart the next day, right? But the hospital called on Monday afternoon and said that I should report to the hospital at 10:15 in the morning, which we did. And I was instructed to be brave. And after I got the shot to make me loopy, that's all I remember. And I came out with a brand new hip. That would be a Taylor Swift song.
Yes, sir.
Right?
Yes, sir.
So, surgery on Tuesday was
very nervous.
Success, even though Lucia was very nervous.
But I have to thank one Glenn Jr. for calming me down. Because...
Glenn went to the hospital to sit down with Lucia and wait.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
You did.
And me and Mayan, I started off with a walker when I left the hospital on Wednesday.
And now,
I'm down to just the cane. And this is my first time right now in the basement since I got my surgery.
A lot more has happened since your surgery.
Well, I understand that a lot more has happened since my surgery. Japan is going to be opening up, right? Are you paying attention? We're live on Piano Night Live with Lucia and Glenn right now. All right, so you want to do next week's song this week? You haven't practiced next week's song to do next week's song this week.
So Japan is opening. We are launching our first international adventure, and we are opening it up to you, to anybody who wants to come with us and
That's
travel.
Right.
We are going to the home of my very first international trip that made me fall in love with Glenn. We are going to Japan
is coming.
We're going to Osaka.
And Tokyo.
And Kyoto.
And Hiroshima. Hiroshima.
So, right. A lot of the things that you guys don't know about Glenn and I, the reason why we love Japan so much is because that's all we watch is when we're here at home in Tanglewood Land. We're watching bloggers talk about Japan.
Mm-hmm.
So, our hopes and dreams are when we get to Japan, maybe we can connect with our famous Only in Japan guy and say hi to him.
John Dobb.
Yep. And, well, there's another one. There's
Ryan.
Ryan's TV. Mm-hmm. But there's another one that is like similar to Only in Japan, but he's different. I don't know the name of that one.
No?
No, but I want to connect with them all.
All right. So
maybe
we'll see them in the street when they do a live. We get notifications when they get live. We jump on a subway train, and we go find them.
Who knows? Maybe we call it a Mario Kart experience.
and I'm definitely going to look at the Mario Kart.
Food, oh, my God. I'm telling you, if you guys want the best sushi, I get it. You all rave about your locals around here.
Yeah.
Not until you eat the real thing.
Mm-hmm.
When you're walking the streets of Japan and you're seeing all the international signs, what does that mean? You know, Google Translate is your friend.
My diet is off. You know,
okay,
for 2 weeks,
the food,
I'm going to get fat.
I have eaten when we've been there, and the candy, everything. Oh, my God.
And a couple of highlights of what we've been watching lately is the Osaka shopping street. This goes on for miles and miles.
Or we're watching the Shibuya Crossing live.
No, yes.
I will never forget that day when I saw the big baby metal sign. They were there, but we didn't get enough guts to get tickets.
Sometimes it's just entertaining enough for Lucia and I to start watching a live stream from a street corner.
We watched a lady fall out of a restaurant the other day or something.
Yeah, she had too much to drink. She was vomiting on herself.
Vomiting. Oh, my God. What episode is that from? Vomiting all over the floor.
But we're really looking forward to getting back to international travel.
Yes.
For the next couple of months, the only excursions that we have planned are
Machine Gun Kelly,
rock concert at the end of June,
Billy Joel,
rock concert at the end of July,
Iggy Azalea,
rock concert at the beginning of August, and quite possibly, if we go to see The Who at the end of May, we're also going to go to see Aerosmith. Sometime this fall, maybe in Lucia's birthday month of November. So for right now, that's all the international travel that we have planned. And what else have we been doing? Well, we do have a new addition to the downstairs, and if you could hold the camera, I'm sure
perfect view.
Can you see the perfect view?
We got a new kitty cat.
You got a new kitty cat?
We did.
Kitty cat's name is Red Fox Murphy.
Red Fox Murphy.
And he's all black.
11 years old, 11 pounds.
He has yellow eyes. Like
fully feral.
Halloween cat.
Fully feral.
He used to live outside and now he lives inside.
Mm-hmm. He lives with us.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
And we are going to end the show the way that we always end the show. I don't know if I could see you over there.
You don't have to see me. Sit for a minute. I want to make sure that you're in the camera. Hello to Donna Gahan. Hello to everybody that tuned in. Rosie, Debbie. Ooh.
Rosie.
Lori Delayed, Carolyn, Carol Armstrong, Siobhan, Kim, Donna, Matt, Mark, Melissa, and everybody is watching.
All right, everybody's watching.
Uh-huh. Whoop. Hi.
Hi.
Bye, everybody. Have a great week. We love you all.
We love you all.